Hi, this is John Kanan. Be Still My Soul is a collection of affirmations inspired by scriptures, with background music by David Tolk. This first track includes some helpful thoughts in your use of these recordings. The actual affirmations start on the next track, which you could go to directly now if you'd like. The Be Still My Soul recordings can be an inspiring way to start your day, or can create calm and peace just before going to sleep at night. Before listening, please consider a few things. First, research indicates that sometimes when we say or hear positive affirmations, we can have a tendency to experience some resistance to what we're saying or hearing. The reason for this may be that we're trying too hard. As much as we really want certain things, so much of what we realize actually must come to us. Trying to force a smile, for instance, or trying to go to sleep at night are good examples. These are things that, with the right environment, will find their way to you. The same is true with affirmations. The secret is to just listen. We're reminded of this principle in Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. This is how you receive God's comforting presence. Not by chasing after it or trying to experience Him directly, but rather by simply being still and present and letting the truth of God find you. Another thing to consider is this. We live in troubled times, but the real trouble isn't out there. It's in here, so to speak. It's in you. It's in me. Why do I say this? Because the only way I can bring peace and kindness and compassion to people around me is by fully possessing these things myself. So, through prayer, scriptures, all kinds of other positive influences, God can lead us out of the darkness of our doubts and negative thoughts toward new positive beliefs about ourselves and everyone else. So you and I, in this sense, are the beginning of a troubled world changing and healing. Finally, remember that affirming a new belief happens in two ways, inside out and outside in. Inside out, meaning meditation, affirmations, prayer, and just lots of time with God. Outside in, meaning action. As a wise man once said, action will remove the doubt that theory cannot solve. So let your vision board and affirmations and meditation and prayers lead to inspired action, to steps that will bring about the positive vision you hold. And even if you don't feel inspired, in fact, especially if you don't feel inspired on the inside, get into action on the outside. Take comfort. Your heart will almost always follow your feet. It's hard for God to steer a parked car. Go in whatever way you can in the direction you feel holds your greatest visions. Your heart will catch up to you, and your life will soon be full. So pray your heart out. Fill your mind with positive input, but most of all, do. As we read in Acts, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, for God was with him. May the same be true with you and me.